Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Yes, I have moved into the latest century, and I now do Facebook. I know it's strange, but I do. And of course, now that I've figured it out and how really kind of easy it is, I'm posting all the great stuff that I used to cover on the air in terms of best good news about animals and all of that stuff. I post it all on Facebook, and yep, this last week was a really good week. Lots of really fabulous and heartwarming stories about animals and videos and stuff. So you better get on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there if you haven't already done that. And check out
out all the great stuff, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Now, if you want to call in today, and boy, lines are all full, so we can't do a missing link giveaway yet. Though I'm thinking, Kathy. Oh, Kathy's on the phone. Kathy, I'm thinking about when we bring Jerry back up on the phone. She's on the phone, Jerry. So I will. Well, when we get you on the line and she's off the phone, I'm thinking about maybe, why don't you tune in, Darcy, maybe the missing link canine for hip and joints for Romeo. So see if that feels good, because since we don't have Kathy, I'm having Darcy tune in for the canine hip and joint for Romeo with Jerry. And if Darcy gets that, would be good. Then we'll just give it to Jerry.
Yeah. It feels like a soothing blanket.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we'll just So we're not going to do the giveaway because it's my show. I can do what I want. No, I'm giving it to Romeo.
Okay.
And so we'll give that to Jerry. Then if you need to post something to Animal World via the U.S. Postal Service, Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's a Monroe, Washington address, 98272. And Darcy Pariso can be reached through her website, www.darcypariso.com. That's Paris with an O.com. I love that. I didn't think that. Paris with an O. DarcyPariso.com. Or you can call her for private readings at 425-280-5132. Now, do you still offer that great email one question
yes,
for $15 via email?
I'm having a lot of fun with that. I have questions of all varieties.
Yeah, so you don't have to do a full reading. If you just got one question, you can do that via email. It's only $15.
Yeah,
How great is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so www.darcypariso.com or 425-280-5132. All righty then. Let's go back to Jerry in Bothell. Good morning again, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, did you hear? We're going to give you the missing link supplement hip and joint for Romeo. Now, did Kathy get your address and stuff?
No, she did not.
Okay, probably not, because we don't generally take that from listeners. So when we end this call, Jerry, Michael put you back on hold, and then Kathy will pick it up to get your address. So, and Kathy, you on board with that? Okay, so we'll pick up Jerry after this call and get his address, and we'll get Romeo. And what did you say, Darcy? The missing link hip and joint feels like a...
It felt like a warm blanket.
A warm blanket on his shoulders?
Yes.
Cool.
And I have something else about Romeo that came in after we went on break.
Yeah.
When I looked at Romeo, I saw his energy was not around him in a balanced way. It was off to the side. And then it struck me. I went, oh, that was the Dr. Nels, the energy balancing to bring back in. It feels like there was a... did the dogs get into a fight or something traumatic?
Was it roughhousing and play fighting that caused this in the first place?
And it shot his energy off to the side, so he's out of balance energetically.
Okay, so that means we definitely want the chiropractic adjustment, Jerry, to straighten out the misalignment in the shoulder. But then he needs an energetic reboot with Dr. Nels, which that can be the second Sunday of December. We can do that for free on the air.
Right.
Does it feel okay to do the chiropractic adjustment now, and then Dr. Nels will reboot for free on the air the second Sunday of December,
and
we'll be good?
Mm-hmm, I think that's fine, and Dr. Nels will look at it then, but because he doesn't feel quite in balance, and it feels like he's adjusted to it as much as he can. But, I mean, he's okay, but when he's balanced, he's going to feel a lot better.
Okay. All right. Now, then I want you to take a look at, I mean, the reason I went to see them is the relationship between the dogs, because we've got the 12-year-old Romeo, the sweetest pit bull on the planet, and then we have it. Boston is about 10 years old. Is that right?
Yeah.
Boston is the bulldog, 10 years old, and Boston is a big bulldog. And Boston earns her name. She's a big bully bulldog.
She's in charge.
She had zero impulse control.
Okay.
And there was some history in the past we won't go into, but since the new babies joined the family, she has just been exploding into a rage and attacking Romeo and just flies at him. Sounds awful. The good news is, and what's saving her bacon at this point, is she doesn't bite. And she does this with strangers as well. So let me tell you, it was quite an interesting experience to be sitting there on Jerry's couch and say, okay, let her go, and have this ferocious bulldog just fly at you. But she doesn't bite. So, you know, my intuition said I was not in any danger. But Jerry was doing the same thing, because Boston flies, he flies at her. And so I think we got that all worked out. I, of course, believe that probably both dogs have the endocrine immune imbalance. And off air, Jerry, when I was kind of filling in Darcy, that's the first thing you picked up was the endocrine immune imbalance, right?
I said, do you feel imbalanced? Because I felt that right away.
Yeah.
There also feels like there's a lot of like fatigue and upset that Boston's picking up.
And with that, probably because they have a four-week-old baby.
Yeah.
And that kind of fatigues and can stress out new parents, I would think.
Was Boston doing this before the baby?
Minor degrees.
Minor, but it stepped up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really
with the strangers, I think, for quite a while, right, Jerry?
Yeah, the strangers thing has been for years.
Years, yeah. but towards Romeo has only been since the new baby. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She's really sensitive to energy and to changes, and she really likes things. She likes to be in charge, and she likes things status quo. And new things upset her. She doesn't deal well with change very well.
No, I was able to educate Jerry, and I did. Fortunately, one of the tricks in my toolbox worked to interrupt Boston's behavior, and we were able to start teaching impulse control that day. And then as a result of that, changed Jerry's response and reaction. And the really good news is that Jerry is just this magnificent dog owner, you know, and really responsible, and he's got great energy and you know, a calm demeanor and just perfect, but powerful.
Yeah.
Male energy to really control this situation.
And I saw that when you were telling
me. Can you see that?
I saw that. It feels like you're really holding the status quo and keeping things in check and doing it in a very just a very loving yet like strong, steady way.
So I wanted you to kind of look at Boston's energy, and now she seemed to trigger up related to Romeo and go after him related to food situations, like after meals or, you know, coming in and out of the house sort of thing. It seems to have stabilized quite a bit, at least the last time I talked to Jerry, which was a couple of days ago. Is it still pretty stable, Jerry?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any, I guess, outbreaks, if you want to call it that. And it's hard to kind of teach what you've given me, but she hasn't been bad, I guess. I mean, she's a good dog.
Right, yeah.
You know what? I really feel that you have pretty much taken care of this, because it seems like she didn't know how to manage this sensitivity, this high sensitivity she can have, and this reactivity, and you've given her like a safeguard, and she feels safe, because I feel like
safe. Yeah, because Jerry's in charge now, and he has a way to control her behavior and snap her out of
rage. She's like the kid in the classroom that just really needs to know what the rules are, what's expected.
Excellent.
And you sit in the front by the teacher, because then you have somebody to look at to know what's expected and how to behave. And it feels like you're giving her that stability.
Super.
And it makes her feel just a lot safer and calmer.
Yeah, because, you know, with a young family, you really don't have the hundreds of dollars to go into to diagnosing endocrine immune imbalances and treating and all of that. And she's really towards the end of her, you know, the high end of the lifespan anyway for bulldogs. So I was hoping that we've got a nice resolution that for as long as she's here, we'll be okay. The other thing I want you to look at, though, is project forward, because, you know, we've got a four-week-old baby now. Baby's not mobile, but eventually baby's going to be big enough to start crawling around and moving and get into dog territory. Do I need to do more work with them getting closer to that stage? Do we need to work between the baby and Boston's relationship? Is there any likelihood that this behavior would flare with the child? Or are we good with Jerry in control and it just doesn't surface again?
I think that Jerry's really intuitive, and he'll let you know. There might be a recheck required, but it might not be. It just depends on how things go further down the road. It feels like it's going really well, but as far as a baby being mobile, getting around, I think
if Jerry has an intuitive kind of a sense that he's concerned,
if you have any concern
at
all, call Martha.
Does that make sense, Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But Boston's kind of like putting out there that like things will be the way they're going to be, and there's this feeling of safety, of course, around her. And you know, I'm not really sure if she's planning to be here or not. It's like she's not decided.
Oh, okay.
So
how long she's staying?
It feels like everything's going to play out the way it's supposed to.
Okay. So. All right. So, but it feels like that she's feeling much better with Jerry in charge. And like Jerry said something on the phone a few days, something like, it's almost like the shock of her having to control herself and begin that impulse control just like did it. And she's like behaving well now.
Well, I see the stress just falling off of her. She was under a lot of stress because she didn't know what to do and how to handle herself. And it was a really uncomfortable feeling for her.
Yeah, and they were kind of like two peas in a pod, because you have this dog that fires up, you know, and then the owner does the same thing.
Yeah.
But now we've changed the dynamics of all of that, and
you've
she
done a lot, Martha, to help change this.
And, super, super.
And how Jerry's worked.
Yay! All right, Jerry, sounds like we're in good shape.
Excellent.
All right, so you just keep me posted, and then as, you know, because you're probably going to be just fine, we'll send you the missing link. For Romeo, and then you can decide if you want to get into Dr. Doug immediately or if you want to wait and talk to everybody next week. I think we should talk to everybody next week, especially because Dr. Bill will be here, and he's got the shockwave and the Assisi loop, and I don't think Doug knows a lot about that. Doug knows about the class 4 laser because he's got one, and he can do the chiropractic adjustment, but we want to pick Bill's brain on the other stuff just because it'll be interesting for everybody, and then you'll know about it if it's needed. And then, so we'll have you on again next week, and then the second week of December, we'll have Nels do a kind of electric, energetic reboot for Romeo, and we should be in good shape.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to stay in time this hour, so we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, and then we're coming back and going to Barb and to Meg and to Nakia, and that may be all the time we have for phone calls. We'll see, because we've still got to get current events in before the end of the hour, so I'll let you know if I think we can take more phone calls. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're getting rolling here in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Talk with Your Animals Sunday. Gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso's in the house, and we are working our way through the phone calls, and we are headed next to Edmonds and Barbara. Barbara, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Darcy. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Barbara. Let's see, you calling in about your two kitties?
Yes, I am.
It looks like we got, what, Kiki and Keiko?
Yes.
Okay, and they're 9 years old?
Well, Kiki is 9 years old and Keiko is 9 months old.
Oh, okay. 9 years and 9 months.
I thought one of them was 9 months. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 9 years and 9 months. So obviously Keiko is somewhat new to the household.
Yes.
And are they male or female?
They're both male.
Both male. Okay.
And assume both neutered?
Keiko has not, I have not done that yet.
Okay, so he's not neutered yet, but Kiki is neutered.
Yes.
Okay, and so what questions do you have?
Well, sometimes I'm wondering if there's some jealousy issues. They get along great, but sometimes I feel like Kiki is glaring at me.
You're getting that hairy cat eyeball, huh?
Oh, yes. And Darcy had told me a few months back that Keiko was a walk-in from Kitty Thumper, who passed at the age of 2.
Uh-huh.
And they do have a
now,
lot...
Now, when you say walk-in, my explanation and description of that would be that Keiko's body came into this lifetime with a different soul vibration. And then switched out with a cat you've had before, Thumper.
Yeah.
Is that your understanding? Is that what you're meaning?
Pretty much. Thumper died about January 27th.
Uh-huh.
And Keiko was born February 25th.
Oh, no. Well, and I wouldn't call that a walk-in. I would call that a return. So Thumper rebirthed into Keiko when Keiko's body was born.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Okay, I wouldn't call it a walk-in. I got a walk-in is when, at least in my definition, of course, you know, I don't rule the planet, but my understanding is this often sometimes happens with humans when you've got a human that gets really, really sick and gets real high fever and almost dies, can even be comatose for a while or something. Mm-hmm. When they come back and recover It's like everybody that knows them says, gee, it seems like they're a different person. Their personality has totally changed. You know, they used to be really angry and now they're happy.
Right,
sort of
right.
thing. It's a big change. Well, there's
that's
a reason
a
for that because
yeah.
that's a walk-in. They, mm-hmm. The soul switch. The soul that was in that body was ready to go back to Divine Mother for a while and heal on the other side. And then so another one came in and replaced. That's mm. my definition of a walk-in. But this is just Thumper coming back to you as Keiko this time.
Yeah, and I guess I should have said it's the same soul. I think at the time I was using walk-in generically for all those things, but it's the same soul. But
you know me and my left brain. I have to define things.
I like the word return. It's not something that I've used, but that's a good term. But my question to you, Barbara, is so therefore Thumper and Keiko were both with Kiki.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I was feeling like at the same time that you were talking, I was feeling like there was a past life here.
Uh-huh.
And then when you reminded me that I had said that, I went, okay, this all makes sense.
Okay, now I had an interesting experience like this with my cats, but I'm wondering, does Kiki know that it's Thumper in Keiko's
yes.
body?
Yes.
He does know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I was feeling like there's a past life, and then Barbara said that, you know, this was the same soul, and I went, oh, it was actually a pretty recent past life. Yeah.
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 And what was interesting, when we first got Keiko, I thought it would take forever to Kiki to accept this new kitten.
Uh-huh.
And it only took a day and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and, you know, and I don't know what's out with Kiki. It was you're saying you're getting the hairy cat eyeball sometimes. I know
yeah.
with when my group of cats that, you know, as they passed, they came back in new bodies. Well, the oldest cat, G-Man, who was, you know, like 15 to 17, when his other, you know, friends were coming back in new kitten bodies, he'd sometimes say to me, I want one of them new bodies too, you know, because he couldn't run and play with them at the energetic level. So could there be some of that going on with Keiko? Or
I was tuning in to Kiki, and I was feeling that Kiki was happy to see Keiko again, and it's like, they knew that this was going to happen. It was all agreed upon.
Okay.
And very much in alignment. And
Excellent.
They're happy to be together. So that's all positive. But there are those times where it's almost exactly what you said, Martha. There's times where there is jealousy. And you're seeing that right, Barbara. And it's also, I think sometimes Kiki would like to play with Keiko in that way and remembers what they had. And there's also a little bit of kind of a sadness around that. That when we were together before, we could do these things, and now it's different, and I'm not able to be with you the way that I was. And I don't know if there was so much of an awareness of that until it was in front of their face. I mean, they, mm-hmm. they knew it, but they didn't have the physical experience of it,
yeah.
and that feels like that's hard for Kiki.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes. But now mm-hmm. she's feeling like, well, we were friends, and we did all these things, and you know, now I'm like the big brother, and it's different, and... He likes the relationship mostly, but sometimes not always. He doesn't really like to. He'd rather be a friend than feel like I have to help you and take care of you at times.
Well, you know, and you know, a rock and rolling 9-month-old kitten, and especially if he's been around for a while, I mean, could get on the nerves of an older, mature cat
yeah.
sometimes. They can be best friends, but let's say, but even kids. At the same age can bug each other. So it's not unusual to have, you know, Kiki. And it might be that sometimes, Barbara, you might have to do some interactive entertainment with Keiko to kind of blow off some steam. Like if you have a good bird or, you know, a play toy that you can really flat cat Keiko from time to time so he isn't taking out all that energy on Kiki. I don't know how that feels, Darcy, but...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. What I was hearing from Kiki was saying that, you know, that he loves, loves, loves Keiko, but sometimes it's more than I bargained for.
It's too much, yeah.
yeah
and so that's course. Where you can carve the bases, Barbara, because you can get out the interactive toys and you know what, I call it flat catting. And I like the wand toys, like with the DeBird, so you can get them chasing that around, and you do it until they're out of steam and flat cat, lay down on the floor. And then don't leave those toys out, the wand toys. Put them away in a closet. get them out to play, put them back, because the strings can be dangerous, and then they're not as attractive if they're out all the time. But I think you're going to have to flat cat little Keiko from time to time so he's not overwhelming Kiki. And that's probably the cat hairy eyeball you're getting from Kiki. He's telling you, you know, I've had enough of this. Can you, like, do something?
Yeah. And I think Kiki also wants to be honored for his position.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to be, you know, stroked a little bit and stroke his ego as well as the physical body. He just needs a little bit of that, you know, pay attention to me, because he's, and I know that you do that. I see that. But it's, Keiko can, you know, get a lot of attention just because of what he's doing in his age. But Kiki's like, hey, me over here too.
Yeah, so remember, so you're giving some special perks and loves, and reminding Kiki that he's number one and Keiko's number two.
And how much you appreciate his help.
Yeah.
Because he is really helping a lot. And he's helping to really balance the energy in the house, because the energy has shifted with the new kitten, of course. And he's doing that for you because he loves you so much.
So it sounds like all's in pretty reasonable order.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't stepping on toes, so to speak. At times, I do have to shut them out of my bedroom because they do get too active at night. And I, you know, it's not like I'm disciplining them, but I need sleep.
Okay, and if Keiko's the one that's causing the problem, you know, you don't wanna discipline Kiki for Keiko's behavior. So
right.
If Keiko's the one that's causing the problem, then he's the one that should get 86'd. Kiki stays with you. And then what you ought to probably do is start having a really good interactive de-bird session with Keiko at night.
Okay.
You know, to really wear him out until he gets in the schedule of human sleep at night as opposed to play. But make sure that Kiko isn't getting, you know, cut off because of Keiko's behavior. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
And Barbara, I know that you have is it wedding dresses and alteration service in Edmonds? But aren't you also somewhat of an animal communicator yourself?
Well, I don't know that I'm an animal communicator. My friends nicknamed me the psychic seamstress.
Oh, how fun. The psychic seamstress. I love that.
Well, I know you're very intuitive, and I know I know your business is wonderful too. But I feel that talking to them and saying to Kiki about, you know, how much you value his input and helping to balance the energy and helping Keiko, and that you're so happy that Keiko's back and that he's welcomed him with open arms, and just kind of keep validating him and telling him how much you appreciate him.
And it's so wonderful. You're so patient and so wonderful, and really appreciating that. But then you can also kind of, you know, have a come to you know who talk with Keiko sometimes and say, look at, you know, you got to remember that Kiki's got a 9-year-old body, and you need to back off sometimes, and you need to let him, you know, sleep in peace, so forth. You can play with me, and you need to understand, you got to remember back, we humans sleep at night, okay, and you need to get into the schedule and sleep too. And if you are rocking and rolling and causing a bunch of trouble, you're getting kicked out of the bedroom. So you need to start learning to sleep. But part of that is to have a really good game. And sometimes even, you know, feed them the biggest meal just before bed. Play them, let them de-bird all over the place, flat cat them, and then give them a meal. And then go to sleep, and they're more likely to sleep through the night that way.
Yeah. And I think consistency, too, to just keep showing them in your mind's eye that, you know, we're all going to go to sleep, I love you, and picture them sleeping and being peaceful.
Yeah, exactly.
And having a good night. And just keep showing it.
I always gave them the biggest meal in the morning, so maybe I should reverse that.
Yeah, well, that's a good way. If you've got problems with you know, him being too active at night, that's a good way to shift that.
Uh-huh. You know, what's funny is the way Kiki will play with Keiko sometimes, especially when he was smaller. Kiki's a long-haired black and white, and Keiko's a short-haired black and white. Kiki sit on a chair and swing his tail back and forth for Keiko to play with.
Oh.
They're adorable. But like you said, I love him.
My golden retriever flags his tail all over the place and the cats play with it. But I can tell you right now, it's not on purpose. Robbie doesn't do it on purpose.
Yes.
You know, it just becomes a big cat toy and the cats think it's grand. Robbie's not real wild about it, but he hasn't kind of put two and two together that you wag their tail in, your tail in their face, they're going to pounce it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny.
Kiki thinks it's fun.
Yeah, Kiki likes it. Yeah. Cat, well, you know, cats rule, dogs drool. What can I say? All right, Barbara, you good?
Yes, thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling
Animal World.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Remember, without them, there's no us, and we can't do these great shows. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. We're going to Meg and Shoreline next, then Nakia and Bothell. That's probably going to do us for phone calls because we still have to get current events in before the top of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And hope you join me and get your animals on the best immune support there is. And you know, keep in mind that the better you keep their immune systems, the less you're going to have to spend on veterinary services and so forth. But that's what Dr. Bill is all about. And Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, he has got the best immune support for animals and humans on the planet. I mean, there's just simply no question. Dr. Raymaker has created, he's the one that discovered and started with the transfer factors and then all the medicinal mushrooms and everything else that's in there and the omega, you know, fatty acids and all that good stuff. I've got my cats all in the transfer factor. There's also the chewable immune chews that, that cats or small dogs can do and the immune tabs. I've heard from some listeners that have their cats on the immune tabs. They're eating them, breaking them up into pieces, and they're eating those. So if you want to get your animals on the best immune support, remember 400% improvement in their response to vaccines when they're on this immune support. Check out Dr. Bill. Give him a call to find out what will work best for your animals. You can call him at 425-903-1913, 425-903-1913. You can email him at billburlingamedvm@gmail.com. And if you missed this contact information, there are links to everybody, all of our advertisers on the homepage of marthanorwalk.com. And you will find a link to our new advertisers, our latest Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs. You will find a link to healmypet.info. That's the landing page just for us Animal World people. And they also have their full website, ChineseHerbsForYou.com. And you can link that, of course, through the healmypet.info. There's a great book they've written, A Chinese Way of Health, that's available on Kindle. Free if you're a Kindle Group subscriber, $2.99 via Amazon if you want to get it. And there's another free download on their ChineseHerbsForYou.com website. So a lot of great free information. They've got phenomenal products for animals and for humans. And you can find the animal line of their pet products at Earth Pet in Issaquah. Great little store out there off of Gilman out there in Issaquah. And they are stocking full line animal and humans at select Hagen stores. So and of course you can order from their website anytime. So check them out, healmypet.info. All righty then. Let us go back to the phone lines. And next we're going to Shoreline and welcoming Meg to Animal World. Good morning, Meg. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Meg.
Good morning.
Hey, Meg. Are you on speaker?
Yeah, should I get rid of that?
There you go. That's much better.
Okay. I am calling, actually, Martha, you suggested I call when Darcy was around. I have a cat, Scarlet, mm-hmm. And she's maybe 4.5. I don't know. I adopted her. But she will not open her mouth for the vet, for me, for anybody. Hmm. The vet said she has never found a cat she couldn't open the mouth of. You know,
yeah,
they go
that's
out
a little unusual.
And she said she might be a little concerned that maybe it's because she has pain in her mouth or something. But I don't know about that either. So,
Maybe Darcy can get a handle on that. Because obviously you'd like to be able to open her mouth from time to time to take a look at her teeth and her gums. And
I think she might need a teeth cleaning. And I was going to go to Dr. Gearout because I thought it would be perfect because I don't want her to have anesthetic.
Right.
But she's terrified of men, and I don't know why I didn't think of that at the time, because I mean, she's under the bed if she just hears a man's voice.
Well, now that's an idea. You know, that'd be another reason for you to call in next week, Meg, because you know Dr. Doug and Dr. Bill will be in the studio. And okay, you could call in and remind us that you'd really like to bring Scarlett to Dr. Doug, but that she's really afraid of men.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to open her mouth, and find out from Doug, because I bet he could mail you or something, a homeopathic remedy or something to give her ahead of time.
Well, I do use all the essences, you know.
Okay, but it would be good to call in
then
next
they
week.
Work well, but the mail thing, I don't think it's going to go away. Something happened to her because she is terrified of men.
Yeah, well, let's have Darcy tune in and see what she gets here.
Yeah.
I immediately heard that this is a past life, and that I heard lethal injection in her mouth.
Lethal?
Yeah, it felt like she was given something, like a syringe or something in her mouth, or that's at least how she perceives it. And I'm looking at her mouth, and I'm saying, okay, so let me look at your your mouth physically. What does it look like? And I was seeing her tongue, and it felt like her tongue gets thicker at times. Hmm. And I asked her to show me her gums and her teeth or anything else, and they feel like they could use some care, but they don't feel like there's, I don't see a problem there.
I'm glad I really don't see anything.
And I think she goes into this fear, like she's got this fight or flight around her. I think that's really what this is more about.
Have you called in when Dr. Nils is on, Meg?
Not Nils, no.
Okay, well, that'll be the second Sunday of December, because he explains that a lot of, you know, animals that have trauma and so forth can get, their nervous system gets stuck in the freeze-flight mechanism. Well, his, you know, bioenergetic synchronization technique and his hands-on, he can do it remotely, can release them from that freeze or flight being stuck. So that sounds like that would be a good, does that feel like a good thing
for
Scarlett?
I hear there's three things.
Okay.
It feels like she's had experiments done on her, or there's been something she feels like they were experiments, and it may have been that they were trying to help her with
something.
And
that would be in a past life.
And it may have been that they were trying to, you know, help her and trying different things, but she feels like she was experimented on, and that feels very violating.
Okay.
She was violated.
Can you explain to her that that's not the case this lifetime?
Yes, and it was...
And that she can feel safe opening her mouth because the same thing's not going to happen?
And it feels that it was done by a doctor, by a vet, and it was done to help her. It really was, but she felt like manhandled, and that's part of it. So it's the male thing, it's the mouth thing, and she feels that whatever she was given was like poison or toxic. It feels that she was, I don't know, on her way out anyway at that time, but she feels that that was what did it to her. So she's got some anger and fear. And
okay, I'm feeling like this may be another case where a private reading would be of more service to her.
With Darcy?
With Darcy, because you could go into the past life thing, you could do your energetic clearing and all that kind of stuff and have more time
to talk with her
about this. But I think a private reading would serve you better, Meg, in getting to the bottom of this and helping Scarlett relax with those mouth exams. Does that make sense?
Yeah, are we talking about like a remote one?
I work over the phone primarily
or Skype, and it feels like there's some other things here too. She's just got some baggage, and we can clear that out. She's really, you know, she's a sweet girl, and she doesn't want to be this way. She really doesn't. If she could dump this, it would just be like this. Like this load off her chest.
Yeah, but you require more time than we have on the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you got Darcy's contact information?
Yes, I do. And I love the idea that we can do that inexpensive one. I don't know if this will give us enough time, but I would love to do that one for sure.
Okay.
Will
you contact Darcy off the air and
find out what is it you don't want to open your mouth about? And does
well, you know now it's a past life thing that happened that she's carried through into this lifetime. So we have to either, you know, we have to either dispense that energy or help her understand that it's not the case now. And then we may need Dr. Nils to do, which we can do that for free the second Sunday of December, and he can get her out of the freeze flight. But it sounds like there needs to be some communication and some work with Darcy. To make the disconnect.
I think she was abused before I got her too. I think some man.
Well, that could have.
She needs to talk. She needs to let this out. It's like her throat is locked up, and she needs to be able to feel safe so she can tell her story and get it out of her body, and then we can transmute it and get, you know, send it off to the ethers.
Okay, Meg.
Thanks
for calling Animal World.
Bye bye.
All right, we've got just a few minutes, but we'll see if we can't help Nakia. Nakia and Bothell, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm looking at the clock. Okay, so I'm calling about Heidi. She's about 11 years old, and a cat, of course. And we live in a house where there's a pug and there is a pit bull. And they're both girls, too, and they're... We have a little bit of a problem with a pug. Not, you know, she's older and not always behaving. So we pin her up, and my cat box is in the same room with the pug, but they never overreact with each other. But what happened is 3 days ago, my cat did her thing in her bed, not the first time, and then again within a couple of hours on the floor somewhere. And so I don't know what that means.
You mean she urinated or had a bowel movement?
two bowel movements, and then her other behavior is to wink at me. So I'm just asking about those two things. What are the messages there? I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you, and Darcy can look at that. The inappropriate bowel movements on a human-to-animal transference level, or sometimes just on a human level, that relates to grief, sadness, disappointment, and often abandonment issues. So let's see what Darcy's getting and if she can make any correlation with that.
The first thing that I got was, like, the wink is, it's like she's trying to get your attention. She's trying to communicate and talk to you. And I feel that she is talking to you, sending you messages, and you're not really able to hear them, which, you know, is understandable, of course. So let me ask her why she's doing this. And her name is Heidi. Okay.
Heidi.
Okay, Heidi. And you feel that it's related to your pit bull?
To the pug.
The pug. The pug, if anything. But, yes. My son doesn't want us here.
Oh.
He doesn't want us here, and I've gone through a whole bunch of things, and so it's been a futile attempt to get myself together to get out the door, so maybe she's
Nakia,
and I took care of my brother when he had cancer, but I got her after that. So
right, but I understand, Nakia. Time out. Hello. Shh.
Yep.
Shh. We only have a couple of minutes here.
Yeah.
With all of that energy, my sense is that you're holding on to grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment issues related to your son, okay? Now, that's going to come through in your cat and pooping where the outside of the cat box.
Okay.
So a lot of this is you processing that emotional energy, and I don't know, the cat might be wanting to bring that stuff to your attention, but let's see if Darcy gets anything different.
Well, I feel like she's saying, help me. Like she's trying, the interesting thing is she's trying to help you. She's processing things, but she's also saying, help me. And she's holding up the mirror by saying, I'm having these problems because you're having these problems. So help me. By helping me, you're helping yourself and vice versa. It's like this, it's kind of a tangled up situation.
Yeah, so Nakia, you need to be crying and let that out. You need to, if you need to, do some writing, write about it in paper, mm-hmm. and then rip it up, burn it, bless it, release it. You need to
walk,
be processing. Yeah, you don't want to be pretending that you don't feel that way.
Right.
You need to feel it and move through it. That's what will prevent Heidi from taking it on and reflecting it back to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And tell her that. Tell you two things. Give her a job. Tell her what you want her to do and what that means. Thank you for helping me. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to do this myself. And what I would like you to do is I would like you to support me just by being my friendly companion. And what that means is we sleep together, we whatever, and just show that in your mind's eye, show the pictures in your mind so she can see that. And assure her that you're okay and that you're going to handle your own things, and she doesn't need to.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless, Nakia.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, I think we'll forego the current events music because we don't have a lot of time. So let's just dive right into current events here. There are a couple of new things here. We've got the All About Beavers at Northwest Stream Center in Everett, Friday, November 13th. That's next Friday. And it includes a showing of the IMAX movie Beavers and a presentation on beavers' habits, habitats, and a viewing of the Beaver Dam on North Creek. And get this, it's free. But you got to call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. Let's see. We have got Veterans Day, November 11th. Seattle Humane is honoring vets with a 25% discount on all pet adoptions. So next Wednesday, 25% off all for all veterans if they want to adopt an animal. Remember, today is the 12th dog tailgating and wine tasting at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland benefiting Meow. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. this afternoon, and well-behaved leash dogs are invited to attend. They don't get to wine taste, but they can come with you. And then next week, we've got Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill and Dr. Doug in the house, so I encourage you to call and take advantage. Then the other big deals on current events, of course, relate to our guest, Darcy. So it looks like Wednesday, Veterans Day again, looks like at 12 o'clock. Is that
Pacific time? Yes.
You're going to be on Inspired Living Radio, the Ohm Times Radio. Is this an internet radio?
It is.
Okay.
And the show is called Live with Mark and Kim.
Live with Mark with a C and Kim, Ohm Times Radio. Now, we do, if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events on the left side of the homepage, that will bring up current events, and we have an actual link to the radio show.
And I have one on my
and
website
you've got one on Darcy
and
Pariso.
On my Facebook page
okay,
also.
Okay, so DarcyPariso.com or Darcy Pariso on Facebook, there's a link to this radio show if you want to hear. And are you going to be taking calls on
yes,
that
we
too?
Are. We're asking people to send them in now, call in. And
super. All right, so check that out. And then the big spiritual salon is next Saturday, November 14th, and that's at Whispering Dragon in the Greenwood area of Seattle. You can choose from either 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you come and you get an hour with each of the practitioners that are there. One, of course, is Darcy. And in your hour with them, you'll do
Whatever type of reading they would like. It could be a combination of animal readings, mediumship, animals here or in spirit, or just intuitive guidance.
Okay, so whatever you need with that. And then you can be painted up with beautiful henna by Laura Flynn Habenich. That's really cool because, of course, you know, it's body adornment with henna, but it's not like a permanent tattoo. It wears off in a while.
And their art.
She does
a beautiful job.
And then, of course, you can have an energetic alignment with Jude Ponton, Accutonics practitioner and harmonic energy shifter.
Yeah, and Jude is wonderful.
Oh she's boy. Definitely wonderful. My favorite. I see them on a regular basis. Either in person most of the time, but they do remotes for me too if I can't get in. So
they've helped both myself and my daughter remotely.
Yeah, and your daughter's in Germany,
yes.
So doesn't matter where you are.
Exactly.
It works. Okay, then. So remember, next week is Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame. Now, he's the best, you know, balanced approach, you know, traditional and alternative and everything in between, and the expert immune support. And we'll get into the cold laser and hot laser and shockwave and Assisi loops, because we'll hope Jerry calls back in about Romeo.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Doug Erod is also here, two blocks down the street from Dr. Bill now. How coincidental is that? Not. And Dr. Doug, of course, is the expert homeopathist in veterinary medicine. He does chiropractic. He's done the hot laser. So we'll be able to pick both of their brains for free. So join us next week. It's going to be really fun.
Wonderful vets.
All right. So I got to say thank you, Mike. Thank you, Darcy, of course. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you to our new call screener, Chris. It's been delightful to have you here. Hope you had a good time. And then, as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.